It is the Coach Home, and it's John Gibbons hosting this week. And we have three winners from the weekend to talk to. And we're starting with Brighton and Alan Wears from Albion Roar. And Alan, I do a sort of a football predictor game. I think lots of people play the last man standing, where you basically have to pick a team from the Premier League to win each week. And I've decided never to bet for or against Brighton. Because you're so difficult to predict. Last week, loads of people went for Brighton, obviously, when you went at home to Norwich and lost out. Whereas this week, I don't think anyone would have predicted you go and beat Arsenal, but you did.
Listen, I've been watching the Albion since 1978, and one thing that's predictable about the Albion is they're unpredictable. I mean, there was actually, I think it was kind of more like the law according to Sod that actually said, and a lot of people said it, right, we're going to screw it up against Norwich and we're going to beat Arsenal. You know, when we're on at the run that we're on, which was, you know, six defeats straight with only one goal scored, then 31 shots off target against Norwich, and that was infuriating. I mean, I know that you guys have watched us so many times and we commented so many times that we play well, get to the last third, and then either bottle it or sky everything. I mean, that's exactly what happened against Norwich. And yet then go up to the Emirates with a pretty new formation. And one of the great things that we always have about when Graham Potter releases the team news is trying to guess the formation. We're taking a look at that and we're thinking, hang on, right, there's only three defenders on the pitch, one of which is a left-back. We've got no proper right-back, unless you include Veltman, but hang on, that means that Dunk's going to play centre-back on his own. And we've got six central midfielders, who, you know, and you know, you've then got visions of them all running around in this sort of 10-yard circle like Keystone Cops. But the plan worked brilliantly. It was, the idea was to stifle Arsenal, and it worked superbly. They thankfully, Arsenal weren't at the races. They'd had a bad game the previous Monday. They hadn't really got through it. And certainly in the first half, you know, we stifled everything we did. They had no invention. They didn't have a shot until 26 minutes. For the fact that this was a team on such a poor run, playing against Arsenal, who may or may not be having their best season, but let's face it, are far from rubbish.
Of course.
It was a brilliant performance, you know, capped off by the two goals.